Scripture reading, John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Devotional. Jewish theologian Martin Buber argued that in most of our routine interactions, we tend to treat people as objects or means to an end, which he described as I-it relationships. However, the healthiest or most mature relationships between human beings are those Buber characterized as I-thou relationships. These true relationships, said Buber, can exist only between two people willing to connect across their differences. God fills that in-between space of an I-thou relationship. God not only can be glimpsed in genuine dialogue between the two persons, but also penetrates the space between them, making it sacred space. The central tenet of Buber's life work was that the I-thou relationship between persons intimately reflects the I-thou relationship humans have with God. Genuine relationship with any thou shows traces of the eternal thou. This helps to explain why it is a powerful experience when we listen deeply to someone. When genuine love is found in a relationship, God's presence is manifest. The space that once separated us becomes sacred space. Question to consider. What adjustments might you need to make to treat each person you meet today as a thou rather than an it? Prayer. Lord, help me slow down so that I don't treat people as objects or obstacles to be overcome. Thank you that you always treat me as a thou. With your help, I want to do the same for others this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.